I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
All the women are like, we're all like at the Handmaid's Tale. We're all like in like the same hospital out there with the cap, like ready to go under anesthesia to get our eggs fucking stabbed and retrieved. And the men are just like sitting there so awkwardly, like in a line, like ready to go jerk off in a cup and stuff.
I think my favorite thing about me and the podcast is how many times it does take me to record the intro outro, like embarrassingly slow to do. This would probably be the fifth take, and it's like, why? It's an intro. But how are you guys? It's been a second, right? She disappeared for a second. Okay, we recognize, we hear it. Maybe I did disappear, not on the normal skidge. That's on me, but now we're back. Right? We're back with another great episode with another great person, great comedian, great performer, Maya Deshmukh. And I'm so excited for you to hear the episode. Because it is like I say with all the episodes, it's always so great that people will talk to me about literally anything, you know, under the sun, under the umbrella of sex, dating, relationships, what have you. And we talk about pregnancy. Fun fact, because why not? Why not tell you guys everything about my life? The IUD is going out this Wednesday for me. So the time that you hear this episode, I'm going to be birth control free for the first time in my adult life in a very, very long time. Am I nervous? Yeah, I am. Someone told me recently that you get depressed after going off your IUD. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Because I did that once. I did not like depression. It was not fun. And then they were like, you can gain weight. You can lose weight. And I was like, the shit we do to our bodies to allow jizz inside of it at any point without a baby. But that's where my life is right now, right? That's where we're at. So we talk a lot about pregnancy. And I just, you know, one, it's just so cool that all of these women come on here and are so open and honest about pregnancy with me and being pregnant and motherhood and all that shit. But it's been really cool too how chill every woman is about motherhood. Because honestly, I think that's what scares me more than pregnancy, right? The motherhood part. And we talk about a little bit, like, you know, the idea of losing yourself, your identity, your body, you know, because at the end of the day, it's actually inevitable. It is part of it, and learning how to let go of those fears or handle those fears in a different way. And just, I've been really honored and privileged to have some really cool people talk to me about it. And also literal strangers. Not gonna lie, anytime if I meet you and you're new and you have a baby or you are pregnant, like you are like, yes, I am pregnant. Like, I'm not like, hey, are you pregnant? Which also kind of tracks for me too. Everyone's been so open. Everyone's so honest about it. And it's cool. And honestly, if it's something you're thinking about too, I say ask the questions, you know, like it's not, let me tell you, I can tell you right now from my little oral history that I'm doing, it does not sound fun. It does not sound like a good time, the pregnancy part. And I think we just need to be more honest about that. Is this me just like word vomiting all my fears about pregnancy? Fuck yeah. But that's how I get through life, baby. That's how I do this. So let me get back to introing this episode. Like I said, we talk about pregnancy. We talk a little bit about comedy fuckboys because who among, I love to talk about it. And just life and partners and what you should look for in a partner and all of those things. And I think you're just going to have a great time listening to this episode. You can also follow Maya at Maya Desh. So at M-A-Y-A. You can also follow Maya at Maya Desh on Instagram. So M-A-Y-A-D-E-S-H. And you're going to love her. You can see her on Asian Pop. You can see her on season finale episode 2. It's episode 2. Season finale of season 2 of the other 2. There it is. That's why that really got me. There's too many 2s in the kitchen. And I'll see you on the other side.
So you've got the nights to yourself. You did not want to go see Mission Impossible 17.
I did not want to watch Mission Impossible. It kind of makes me so happy that Tom Cruise can't promote it.
He can't promote it? He's not allowed to?
Because of the SAG strike, like they can't do any, like any actors can't do any promotion.
Oh, duh.
I'm like, is he gonna just like, like he's probably flipping out at poor Fran Drescher right now.
Oh my screaming God. At her. Yes. He, out of all the actors, scares me the most. Like, I just feel yes. like after seeing those pictures of Nicole Kidman come out of the divorce lawyer, I'm like, shit went down. Something happened.
Shit went down. I don't know if you ever heard. Okay, did you ever watch like Homeland, like early seasons?
Oh yeah.
Remember, there was like a Middle Eastern woman. I forget her name. She's like really hot, woman that before, like was one of the actors. I forgot her name. And basically, like I think she might be a Scientologist, maybe. But apparently, like Tom Cruise was trying to woo her to be like the next wife.
Oh shit.
And apparently, like in Scientology, the whole thing is like it's basically like psychology. So like you go in and she told them like they were like, what's your perfect date? And she's like, you know, like go get sushi and like go ice skating and like Rockefeller Center, basic but yes, cute. And he apparently like took her and did that exact thing on her first date.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah,
that is attention to detail, which he is known for in his movies. Attention to detail.
He really is. I mean, he is problematic, but he delivers.
Yeah. Like on my TikTok right now is him doing that stunt over and over again of like going off the like cliff with the motorcycle. And he does it like 7 times. And I'm like, you know what? Okay. You love your You're craft, like, Bruce. I mean,
you love your craft, but it's like, he really takes it there. It's like pretty, it's like very impressive. Like, I mean, I don't care, but like, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, totally. I mean, like I watch it, the TikTok clip every time, even though I've seen it a million times.
You're like, oh my God.
And so you just had a baby. Yeah. Like the last time I saw you perform.
I did.
I mean, one, we don't have to talk about that. I feel like that becomes just like the whole identity for a second. When it's like, oh, you have a baby. Let's talk about that. But I do, like, I have had a couple people that have...
I mean, it is part of my identity. I don't mind talking about it. So ask away. Like, I'm trying to, like, it's one of those things that like I was so scared that it was going to become my identity.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also like, it is my identity. So I'm trying to, you know, navigate like finding myself in that as well.
Yeah, that's really cool. I, full disclosure, my IUD is coming out on Wednesday. So this is like a future, fingers crossed for me. So anytime I meet someone, I met someone pregnant last or had a baby last night and I was like, tell me everything. What was the worst?
Yeah, well, I'm really excited for you. That's so fun.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
We'll see. I'm so nervous. Like, my sister-in-law also just announced she was pregnant with her second baby, and she's like, it fucking sucks. She's like, I'm not even excited yet because I'm just, like, so nauseous and sick 24/7. So it's like...
Pregnancy sucks.
Yeah.
I think the first trimester really, it's very challenging. You can't talk about it. You can't tell anybody. I mean, I don't know why they say that. I guess it's because like you don't want to have to tell people you had a miscarriage, mm-hmm. but I'm like, whatever, tell them everything. But you're not like supposed to tell anybody. So you're kind of like suffering in silence and you're just like, you just want to sleep and you're nauseous and it sucks. That sucks. Honestly, all of it, I wasn't a big pregnancy fan. I'm not going to lie. I like to party. I like to drink, you know, like the little, you know, engage in all sorts of things. So it's like, you can't really do much when you're pregnant. No oysters, no tuna tartare.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about oysters. The one that's really like hurting me right now to my soul is deli meat. You can't have deli meat, cold cuts. The face like, you just made, I love.
It's like, come on. It's like, it's a little draconian. It's like, it's a lot. It's like, you're not going to get listeria from a deli meat. Like, I don't know, you know, get the boar's head, you'll be fine. I ate a lot of hoagies. Like, that was like the one thing I could eat my first trimester. I was like, I need a hoagie, I'm gonna eat a hoagie, I don't care.
Oh, hell yeah,
baby's good.
And I think that's like part of it too, right? Like deciding what works for you, because like everyone's gonna throw shit at you, or did, like you went through it. How old are they now? Because so the last time I saw you perform, you were like 9 months, like 9 and a half months pregnant.
Yeah,
and you
yeah,
did
definitely.
A very hilarious song about being a party girl. And it was just amazing.
Yes. Oh my God. That's like my song. That's my signature. That's my signature cocktail. Yeah. So it's good. He's 6 and a half months now.
Oh my God.
I know. I can't believe I'm having a boy. It's crazy. I'm just like, it's insane. But he's really sweet. It's really fun. It's a lot better than I expected. I thought it would be. I think you need support. You need help.
Mm-hmm.
And for those things, I think it's great. But it's definitely, it's you know, it's beautiful and it's challenging. But it's definitely been a net positive for me.
Heck yeah. Because you also, like, you have, you know, your own business and you also, like, are a performer. And so the more that I hear that from people that are in it saying like, actually this was like, you know, a full positive, like that's really cool. Cause I feel like there's a lot of scary stuff to it. And I think now people are being really open about the scary stuff.
Oh yeah.
And how much it sucks in a lot of ways. And I think that is making it way more attainable. I don't know if that's the word that I want to use, but yeah, like attainable, like it's just not as scary. It's like, okay, it's not the end all be all.
Oh no, not at all. Oh my God, definitely not. Like, I don't think so at all. I think it just like opens you up to like a different part of life that just like never existed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, please, I am going out. Don't worry. You know, like I am going out. I am engaging in all the things I missed and I'm fine. Is it like anytime, any whim where the mood might strike me, I'm like going to go pop off? No, it's like a little bit more timing, but like it's definitely like I'm going out, like for sure, you know.
Yeah, no, that's great to hear. We're a very social couple, so we were like, what happens? And I was just kind of like, I think we just take the baby everywhere because we go out like a lot of day
you
stuff.
Just take the baby everywhere.
Yeah, I was like, I think the baby goes out, and if he doesn't nap, that night sucks for us. But like, we got to go out with our friends, you know. I think it is like a give take situation, and that's okay.
Yeah, and it's like, whatever, he'll be fine. He's like not gonna remember it,
right?
He'll be fine.
You do.
He's not gonna, I mean, whatever.
I mean I love this makes me feel so much better, because you do definitely have people being like, no, everything ends, like this.
Well, it depends on the person. I think there are people who are like more than happy to just like stay at home and they need an excuse to stay at home, or they're just so scared or they're so anxious to like, it's all about the sleep and the baby sleep and the It's like, look, you just gotta like literally force feed them all fucking day, okay? Like, get their calories and then they probably won't wake up.
I love this. Did you breastfeed?
I did. I didn't last long. I did it for like 3.5 months.
No, I think, I think that's probably how long I'll last too. And more people are coming out about that, being like, breastfeeding's really fucking hard and it sucks.
It's hard. It's challenging. You got to pump. Mm-hmm. Pumping fucking sucks more than breastfeeding. You're like literally like sticking like plastic tubes to your breast while like milk shoots out. And okay, I don't mind sweat. I don't mind a lot of things, but there's something about like milk, like dripping on your body that makes me like want to die. Like when the milk would like drip up, like when I'm taking the thing off and like milk would like drip down my boob, I was so filled with rage. I can't even tell you. Like there's something about just milk.
Is it warm? Like, is it like Luke, like 98 degrees? Yeah, and oh my God.
It is. It's like warm milk. I didn't really, honestly, I was like, I'm going to drink it and like put it in my coffee, but I didn't really do it.
No, I was just going to ask, like, did you taste it? Like, did you try?
I tasted like a drop or a couple drops. It was like very sweet.
Very sweet. Interesting. You were saying.
It's just like cereal milk almost.
Oh, right. Cause it's like got that like sweet, like sugariness to it.
Yeah.
The warmth would like, oh, I could just like totally see myself gagging from that.
It's so gross.
Well, you were saying, you're like, you know, exploring, finding like this new self or your old self. I'm misquoting what you were saying earlier today.
Yeah. Like definitely. It's just about like, it's a new chapter. It's like a reinvention. So you just have to like figure out who, I mean, you're still who you are, but you're also like never going to be who you were.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the big mind trip, because you'll never be who you were. And I was like talking to my therapist about that the other day, because I was like, I'm just like in such a good place finally. And I feel like I really like know myself, and now I'm just going to throw this wrench into all of it. And she was like, well, wouldn't you want to be in a good place before you start this? Like, could you imagine being a shit show? I mean, she didn't say shit show. She never curses. It's adorable. I had to one time explain to her what a vape pen was, and I was like, oh my God. Right? I was like, you're so adorable.
Oh my God. My sweet therapist. I had one too while I was pregnant. I haven't seen her or talked to her. I wish I actually should call her up and get another session on the books, but like, yeah. That's so cute.
Oh no. Oh. I've got the OCD. So I'm like, I'm so nervous when it gets like, when we get in the thick of it, that I'm like, oh, I think I need to be like in two sessions a day, not a day, two sessions a week, like the month before and the month after. Cause I'm just like, I don't know. Like you never, like with OCD, you never know like where your brain's going to take you. Like you can have it in check for a long time, but like when COVID happened, like my OCD went like fucking psycho in a way that I hadn't seen in years. So it's like, well, what's going to happen when I'm in charge of like keeping something alive, you know, like where is my brain going to take me? So my poor doctor is, I think she's ready. She's ready for that paycheck of like doubling up. but yeah, I cannot imagine for me personally. Yeah. Doing it without like therapy. I'm even trying to get my husband to start therapy too. Cause I'm like, look, I'm going to be a huge cunt and I'm not going to apologize for it. And I think you need someone that you can vent to all the time.
And look, and also you're allowed to be like, this is an unequitable ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
It is an inequitable, like I cannot even stress to you the level of inequity that this experience will be. And I think there's like these books out there that are like how to not hate your husband, and it's like how to, I mean it should like how to not hate your non-birthing partner, like whoever you're having the baby with, if you're so lucky. Like I think people who do this on their own, I mean I don't know how you do
how
it
you
like
do it.
You deserve like everything in the world, because this is like I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. It's so unbelievably difficult. Like it's so hard that you're like literally creating a human being with your body, and he's like literally just like holding your hand. during the baby, like during labor, and it's like, it's nice, but like it's he, yeah. I really like my TikTok algorithm has just been like all about like labor, like house management of household labor and like all that sort of like that inequity. So I think having a partner that's gonna be like on the same page, it's gonna be like wash. I'm like, there's no reason you should be sitting. Mm-hmm. You should be washing bottles. You should be doing laundry. You should be folding something. You should be wiping a counter. You should be cutting vegetables. You should be making me a snack. Like, there is no reason. Like, if you, I would like flip out if I saw him on his phone. I was like, go do something.
Yeah. We, my husband's name's Aaron, and he like on for Wednesday. He was like, do you want me to come? And I was like, honestly, no. Like, I don't want you there. There's nothing you can do. They don't even let you back there, I think, when they pull it out. And I'm just going to be so mad because it's like this like physical reminder, like this painful reminder of what I've done. So you could come inside of me without getting pregnant to my body. And so he was like, oh, okay, okay. I was like, you're just going to, you're dinner done. You're going to do the dishes. And I'm going to be a dick that day. Like, that's what's going to happen. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to be a dick. And he was like, no, I got
it. It's so true.
Right.
It's so true. Like the lengths that women will go through to not get pregnant, it's crazy what we'll do to our bodies to not have a baby. And it's crazy what we'll do to our bodies to have a baby also.
I know. I was like, I'm very afraid of IVF. Like, if it goes down that road, I was like, I don't think I can do it. Like, it's a...
I did IVF.
Yeah, it just, it's so taxing, like, emotionally, physically. Like, I mean, all of it. It sounds, like,
it is, rough. But it's also, like, not that bad.
Okay.
It's, like, fine.
Okay.
And I was like, it's just more annoying. Like, just, like, you have to do the medications. You got to inject yourself. But it's, like, whatever. It's fine. It doesn't really hurt that much.
Okay.
I'm kind of like to people who like have an issue with injecting themselves. Granted, I'm a dentist since I do this all day, but I'm also just like, fuck off, like grow up. It's not that big of a deal.
I love
like,
that.
Chill out.
I never have. I've never like injected or like had to give myself a shot or anything like that.
I've never had to either, but it was a little jarring, but I mean, it was like, fine. It doesn't hurt. But yeah. Again, IVF, I had to go to the doctor. I had to inject myself with hormones. Who knows what those hormones are doing to my body? Playing like all sorts of crazy, I don't know what you're doing to your body with that. Going every day to get your blood checked. And my husband literally had to just jerk off at the hospital.
Jerk off like in a cup. He's got
he just jerked off in like literally like in a like give a sample, and like seeing all the men like sitting there, like all the women are like, we're all like, it's a Handmaid's Tale, we're all like in like the same hospital outfit with the cap, like ready to go under anesthesia to get our eggs fucking stabbed and retrieved, and the men are just like sitting there so awkwardly like in a line, like ready to go jerk off in a cup. It's so
good.
I was like, what is this? What is happening right now?
I hope they felt so weird and embarrassed being in the lineup, in the queue to jerk off.
And I'm like, you guys are all going to fucking jerk off. You're going to jerk off.
When did you know? Or when did you decide? You're like, I want to do this new chapter.
It was really hard. I had a lot of issues with my partner about like when we were going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I did not. I really was like, I don't know if I want kids at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was very like, I don't know if it's for me. I never like wanted to be a mom. I never like liked children. I don't like children particularly that much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, kids suck. Except like your
they
own.
Are,
like they suck.
Yeah. Literally, yeah.
No, that's...
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a big one, too. I feel like I've noticed more and more... And I don't know if your partner's older. Like, my partner's older than me, so I'm, like, about to turn 35. He's 41. And so...
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
There was definitely, like... He was definitely down, I think, way sooner. And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I like my life. I like my body.
Yeah.
I like that my body's mine. You know? It's no one else's.
Yeah. That is very, very hard to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's going to change... And it's fine. And then people be like, don't be so hard on yourself. Love yourself. Like, And it's like, fuck off. Like, you don't know what I'm going, like, you don't know what I'm feeling. Like, it's really hard. You're gonna be filled with, like, there are days, like, I was, like, so filled, so angry. I was just angry. I was upset. And for me, like, yeah, same thing. Like, my husband was like, okay, I really want, like, why are we doing this? Why don't we do this month, this month, this month, this month? And I'm like, but we have a trip planned and we have this planned and I don't want to be pregnant for this and I don't want to be pregnant for that. So we would have like a lot of fights. And I'm like, well, it's my body. Like, why aren't you respecting like the fact that this is like, it should be on when I want to do it? And, you know, eventually, kind of like it, eventually I came to the conclusion like, it's probably easier to just do it now than to wait more, you know?
Yeah, I was
And honestly,
very
at 35, you should do it.
when I was younger, I was like, if I have kids, I think I want to try at start at 35. And then we were talking about doing it sooner, but then COVID happened. And it was like, well, we can't, like, I'm not working, like, I'm unemployed. Like, none of this makes sense for us to start now. Oh, and also, like, it delayed our wedding. So I was like, well, I don't want to be pregnant before our wedding because I want to get drunk at my own wedding. Yeah. So it just became a very natural of like, oh, it's just going to get pushed back anyways. And so then I kind of got my way because there was going to be, we were talking like a little bit younger, but it is like, I do feel like it should be like the woman's choice of like, no, I want to do it this time. Like, I'm ready to let
I
go
mean, look,
this time. Yeah.
it is, you know, and but the problem is it's like you're gonna have a lot of like pushback. I mean, I had a lot of like, and he was respectful, but it's like I don't think he quite like understood. I think he just didn't have the same like, he's not a comedian. He's not like, he's got like different ambitions than I do. And I felt like I would have a loss of like who I am as a person. When I now, in hindsight, like I don't think much has changed. I'm just a different type of person now.
But I think that's a really good point because it like there's all of a sudden like all these like I feel like women in comedy that are like, oh, I've had a kid or I'm having one or I'm about to. And it is like I think everyone has like these same fears of like this I that loss of ambition, like how is it possible? It's already so hard to schedule everything right now, you know, let alone adding now this child. And I feel like a lot of times when you're like an ambitious woman, like you've got like these goals and careers, like things that you want, and your partner may not have that same type of like pressure or like wants. And it's just different, and it's okay to not have those, but like a very ambitious woman is like a very specific type of person, and to take that identity part away from them, I think is like very, for me, it would be very jarring. It'd be very like, what the fuck? You know, like,
It's jarring for
yeah.
sure.
Like, right now I'm scheduling tour dates when I could potentially be pregnant, and I'm like, how the fuck am I gonna do this? And it's like, I think you just book them and then you do them. Like, you may be miserable, but you just do them, you know?
Yeah, you do them. Honestly, I did more stand up. Like, I'd never really done stand up before because I just basically was like, I need to make like a pivot of my comedy and like basically just do a medium that's gonna like get me on stages more. You know, I just like wanted to get up more. And I did the most stand up ever. Like, I started once I was pregnant. I or like literally before, and then like I got pregnant, and then I was doing shows all the time when I was pregnant. I just did them. I was miserable. Like, I didn't want to do them. I'd be like, why am I doing this? Like, I think I forget when I saw you. I forget. I'm not sure, but I was like pretty like at the end, and I was like, why the fuck am I here right now? I just like want to be home, like watching The White Lotus or something.
No,
Netflix
you
still.
were. I think you said on stage like that you like were like nearing the due date. Like it was like any
Yes.
day it could actually happen.
Yeah.
Like that's how close you
I did a
were.
show. I did a show, I think, the weekend before I gave birth
Oh my God.
or something like that. Yeah.
Do you know Sarah Hartshorne?
Yeah.
I think she did a show and then gave birth like that night. Like I think she like that day she performed.
Badass.
I know.
Badass.
I know. And like that's what's so cool. It's like, okay, here's all these really cool fucking people doing this. I'm not gonna say her name, but you definitely know her. She's great. She's fucking hilarious. And the reason I'm not gonna say it is because like I didn't ask permission to talk about it, but I think she'd be fine with it. But I was like, oh my god, like blank, you have a child, and you still, you know, tour, you still all this stuff. Like, how is it? And she literally like grabbed me by my shoulders, and she was like, it is so fucking hard, Natalie. It's so fucking hard. And she was like, but anytime I want to talk about it. And like that same day, there was that same show, another comedian was like, I was talking to her later. I hadn't met her before, really. And she was like, I'm so glad you asked her, because I was going to ask her. Like, I'm about to possibly have, you know, start this too. And I was like, what the fuck is like in the water for female comedians right now? We're like all in it. Like, we're all like, yeah, it's time. But we still want our careers.
It's time. Well, the problem is, like, I can't sit around and wait for this career that's happened to me. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever my goals were hasn't happened. And that's okay. It may not happen now. It's just going to happen one day, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I can't sit around and, like, live, like, miss out on parts of a life that I want. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I wanted, but now I'm happy I did it, because like it is something like in hindsight that I like wanted net end, because I'm like, oh, like this thing might, you know, I might need to do this, that, you know, but I'm glad I did it.
Yeah,
I'm glad I did it. And I also see why people don't do it, you know. I think I think having a child has made me realize that like people who decide they don't want children, I'm like, yeah. I get that. Yeah, for sure.
It's like, good for you. No,
good for you.
Totally. I honestly am like, I could go either way. Like, I'm excited to have a kid, but if for some reason we can't, then I'm excited to live what that life is kid free too. Like, they both are cool lives, in my opinion.
Both are great. Both have a lot of opportunities for fun.
Right. Less breast milk with one of them, or maybe more.
Maybe both. Who knows? I mean, you never know what the kink is.
You never know. How did you and your partner meet?
We met when I was 23 years old.
Holy shit!
Been together ever since.
Holy shit!
He was the first real boyfriend I had after college. Mm-hmm. And we've been together since, which is insane.
Oh my God.
We're like children when we met.
That's so young.
Oh, we're so young. I just moved to New York, and he grew up here, and I was friends with like one of his friends from high school, and his friend from high school had everybody up at his like house upstate. And I didn't know like that was like a thing that people did. Like, I'm from New Jersey, but like, you know, I didn't know. I was like, what's upstate house? Like, what is this life all about? And we went, and it was like a bunch of his friends from high school. And that's when I met my current partner, John.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah, we met that night, and we just like had a little, you know, little banter, and we kept in touch. He lived in DC at the time, and we were long distance while I was in dental school. And then, you know, kind of got married like when it graduated, and
we kind of got married since. What,
can you believe?
No, I feel like I haven't heard.
I had no like real, like, I kind of like hoed it out a little bit when I was in my early 20s before him, because like, you know, there was some overlap before we were like exclusive. Mm-hmm. So I definitely was like out and about. But like, not really. Like, didn't really get to do a lot of the dating in New York for the most part.
Honestly, you're not missing much. Like, you didn't miss too much. I totally get that though. I kind of was like in a relationship, bad relationship, and then had like a year where I was like, okay, just fucking left and right, having a blast, and then met my now husband, my partner, and we've been together almost like 9 years at this point. And it's like,
wow.
Right? It's like, oh, okay. Okay. Like, I know, I can't judge you. I think I met him at like 26, I think, like right at the same time. And then, yeah, not that much. I feel like I could have done with some more hoeing around. Like, it was fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no limit to that.
My favorite part though was like, cause like you said, there's that time where you're not exclusive yet. And I remember I was getting all these texts from different guys that I've been hooking up with, and they were like, hey, what's up? And I was like, hey, I actually think I'm seeing someone. And then you have to have that conversation of like, hey, I just told this dude I was seeing someone. Are we like a thing? And then he was like, no, no, I just told a girl I was also seeing someone. So we're good. But there's that like moment of like, do I leave this life or am I fully committing into this new life? And it worked out. You know what? It's just like having a baby. Really nice. You just fully commit to this different life.
Exactly. Exactly. It's it's something. It's like they're both options are beautiful options, you know, like not like staying single and hoeing out for a little bit. I think for a time, you know. I think it's nice to have a partnership.
I do. I think I do prefer it. I think like I've definitely thrived better. Because I remember being younger, being like, this is going to get away with my comedy. And it's like, I think it just, like, helped. I mean, like, things are slower. Yeah. Like, you're not, like, you know, pounding the pavement because you've got, like, you know, commitments. But
time, yeah.
But then if I think about people, and by people, just my awful ex, I'm like, did that work out well for him mentally? Like, to pound the pavement? Because they were also a comedian, which just never do. Like, never date a comedian.
Oh, God, no. And that was the best part about having a partner my whole comedy career. Mm-hmm. Never hooked up with a comedian.
Oh my God, you lucky girl.
I really dodged it because I probably would have made some mistakes, I'm sure.
We've all been there. Like, there's definitely some that I'm like, maybe I should not have hooked up with you. I had one dude I hooked up with, and we were on a show. We hooked up for a long time. We were on a show at Caveat together like a year or two ago, and he didn't recognize me. And I was like, you son of a bitch. Like, you do recognize me. Granted, I've gained, since like being with him, I probably gained like 40 pounds. But I was like, no, you know who I am. You've been inside of me. And I wanted to be like, every time you fucked me, I faked it. Like, every fucking time. Every time. To the point that he was like, wow, I'm really good at this. And I was like, you're not. Every time. I didn't say it. I wish I had. But I was like, I faked it every fucking time. Every time.
The things we do.
I know. And in a theater, he said that to me in Caveat backstage. And I was like, go. I mean, he was just kind of like.
Was he like, oh, hey. He's like, hi.
He did. He did that. And then he was like, oh. And I was like, yeah. Yeah. I would say his name, but it's too. You would know who. Like, everyone knows. He's like someone. And I was like, cool.
Wait. Can you tell me and bleep it
out? Oh, yeah, yeah. Aaron, if you can bleep this out.
Do I know him?
You do. And he's like that poly dude. Like, he's just, and he's like, if you saw him, you'd not recognize him. And I had the biggest crush on him because he was on Next Comic Standing or something when I was like in college. And I'm not, so I was like, oh yeah, I totally, fuck yeah. And now I'm like, ew.
He's probably, exactly, but I've never heard.
I'm trying to find a picture of him.
Oh, wait, not the meteorologist.
This guy? Does he look familiar? Oh, wait. I don't know if it'll show.
Yeah. I know that guy. Well, I don't know him, but I know him.
Yeah, I mean, he's like around. Like, he just full-time does comedy, basically. But yeah, it was whatever. Fuck, I forgot what made me think
I
about.
Couldn't. I couldn't be with a performer. I couldn't. Because I'm a star.
Exactly.
I'm not sharing. We're not sharing.
I think it's really hard to share that. And I think also just like, if you are a performer, like no matter what, you've got an ego, you've got like, you have a lot of needs. No matter how like laid back or chill as you come off, like, no, there's, if you are a performer, you want these certain things, you want the attention, you want the you're perfect, and like to have to share that with that someone and then possibly have them do better than you, I think is a real mind fuck, which I think is why most like comedy like relationships don't work out. Yeah.
Honestly, even scarier is if you're better than them. Mm-hmm. And then they hate you for it.
Oh, yeah. And that's such a real thing. Like, that totally happens. And then they take it out on you. And you're, like, trying to keep it together, like, keep the relationship together, not realizing, like, oh, this isn't sustainable or fair or how you should be treated.
And they're just jealous of you because mm-hmm. you're amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I we I auditioning. I guess I call everything. I'm like, I was auditioning. I was at rehearsal. I'm like, we're at track practice. I'm like, we're at track rehearsal. I was auditioning for the school like Jeopardy team mm-hmm. thing. I'm like very good at random trivia. Like I love Jeopardy. I tried out, cannot make it, will not make it. But you know, like I dabble. I watch Jeopardy for fun. So I'm like in high school, I was like, oh, it's called like Academic Challenge. It was like a, you know, thing. And my high school boyfriend and I both tried out together. And of course I was amazing, swept it down, girl, so good. And he wasn't so great. And the moodiness, mm-hmm. the silent treatment, and I'm just like,
the fucking silent treatment.
The silent treatment, girl. I remember being like, what's wrong?
Oh my God.
I'm like, are you mad because I'm better than you?
Oh, what a red flag. And that's not to say like I haven't done silent treatment. I totally have to people and friends. And now I'm like, that's not okay. I had one dude, mm-hmm. He would use sex. He would like withhold sex. It was like his version of the silent treatment. And I was like, so when like me and Aaron started dating, or even now, it'll still bug me. Like, you know, we both get like super busy. And so sometimes it can go like a week or two without like having sex. And I'll be like, are we good? Are we okay? I know, right? Like, and that's like, it just.
I'm like, a week or two? Wow. I'm like, once a week, I'd be like, I mean, oh, God.
But that.
Yeah, monogamy.
Monogamy, man. Like, and it really fucks with you. And then you'll be like, are we just roommates? Like, what's going on? And you're like, no, like, people, you're a human and you both have needs, but also like a relationship. I don't know where it started or where it came from, but the idea that like sex was the only way to like be like intimate with your partner is like one of the biggest lies ever told. Like, obviously it's an important part, but it's not like the only part. And I really want like society to get away from that. Like, sex is great, obviously, but like sometimes you're just tired.
Yeah. And also like, I think a lot of times like, men are told that that's the way that you can be like vulnerable, or like mm-hmm. that's like the only time like the touch has to like escalate to that
mm-hmm.
versus like just, you know, cuddling or something or just being affectionate. It doesn't have to end up with that goal, like that situation,
mm-hmm.
sex. But yeah, I wish there's so many other ways to be intimate that don't involve intercourse.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I love how like your podcast is Awkward Sex in the City and we're like, intimacy is not just sex.
Well, that's what I was talking about earlier too. It's like, yeah, sex is like in the title, but it's really like the podcast is really not about that. It's so funny. We cannot get advertisers. Like my people, the people that like help with the podcast have been trying, like legitimate company too. And they're like, we don't know why they won't like bite. And I'm like, because there's sex in the title, man. It's because it says sex in the title and I'm a woman. Like, that is why we can't get it. And they were like, yeah, probably. And it's like, but it's not even about that. Like, it's about, like we talked about, it's about relationships, about your relationship with yourself and other people and all this stuff and how sex like relates to all of that and like vice versa. But yeah, it's so funny. But also like, I remember when Guys We Fuck came out, Apple Podcasts would not put them on there, like would not list them at all. And it was like a huge thing. And it was a big part of why they got so much press in the beginning, because they fought it, but they would not put Guys We Fucked on their listings because it had the word fucked in it.
Huh.
Yeah, it was wild. And it's like, oh shit. So then I started this years later and I thought, be like, oh well, we're over that, we've already dealt with something like that. And it's like, actually no, they're just never gonna, because people think sex and think it's like this one certain thing rather than allowing it to be something more, like what you're saying, like being intimate is so you can be intimate in so many ways.
Yeah, literally.
So you guys have been together over 10 years.
Yeah, we've been together for like over 10 years.
So if you had like one piece of advice, what would it be?
Okay. Find a partner that loves and respects you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Be with someone who like loves you and likes you.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
I think like people can have like a relationship where they're with someone because they like love them, but like maybe their partner doesn't like them.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who's secure in who they are and confident in who they are. Like we all have bouts of insecurity, but I think like men get really, well, I'm talking from a heterosexual perspective, cisgender heterosexual perspective. Okay. I dabble, you know, I dabble all over town, but and for all intents and purposes, I'm in a heterosexual long-term cisgender relationship. I think men, like cis men are just like not socialized and they aren't taught how to like be emotional or how to regulate their emotions or how to deal with like their insecurities. And I think when men are really insecure, they tend to take it out on their partners. Mm-hmm. And they don't, instead of being like, oh, I don't like this about myself, maybe I should like try to change or like make steps to like improve myself. It's like, no, I'm going to take it out on you. I'm jealous of you. I'm this or that, the other thing. And I think like finding someone that's going to love you and like you and respect you is the most important thing you can do.
No, absolutely. I was actually watching another TikTok because I'm addicted to TikTok. And it was this
it's so good. It's so fucking good.
It's so good. I truly lose, it's honestly like 5 hours a day to that app. Like, honestly, at least.
I have something to tell you when you're done with your story, but go on.
No, I was going to say it was this, like, therapist, couple therapist, and she's like, there's only two dynamics that will work long term. It's when both partners love each other equally, like very equally love each other and, like each other. And then it is if the woman loves – no, sorry. It's if the man loves – her more than she loves him, because because if they both love each other equally, they're both willing to make the sacrifices and like do the work, and if the man loves him her more, he's also willing to like do the sacrifices, change, do the work. But if she loves him more, he's not willing to do the work. And again, this is very cis, very hetero. And I was like, oh, fuck, that is so true. Like, that's so true.
It's true. It is true. I think that's the other thing. Find someone who, like, you know, you might have, like,
a little bit of it.
My husband's gotten, like, so much hotter after I had the baby. I'm like, where is all this coming from? I'm like working out. I'm like, are you going to murder? Like, my husband's working out. I'm like, are you going to murder me? Isn't that sad?
But it's like, it could happen. It's usually the husband.
It can happen. It's always the husband. I don't think he's going to murder me, though. I don't know. I hope not, at least. I don't know.
No, I think this far
in. I feel like murdering someone is like a big to-do. It's like the absolute biggest to-do in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get rid of the body. You got to clean. You got to like dump it somewhere. You got to lug it somewhere. No one can know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Too much.
Having to keep that secret alone, like I would vomit. I would like vomit shit like out of my body.
I'm also such a blabbermouth. I'd be like, mm-hmm. I totally murdered someone this week.
Like, I mean, it happened.
That guy got caught. The Lisk, Long Island serial killer.
Yeah. No, my friend was like part of like, well, not a part of like finding him, but he was a reporter for it. And I was just like, holy shit. Fucking wild. Like, and I totally forgot about. Fucking architect. Went to work. In a business suit every day. Every fucking day.
Oh my God. What a freak.
It's so crazy.
Disgusting.
But also, like, I do love and hate how much women are intrigued by serial killers. Like, I have so many books about serial killers. By so many, I have one. It's like every serial killer, like, ever known in that book. What were you saying, though? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. By the way, about TikTok, about, like, how you were saying you're on it. I was also spending 4 to 5 hours on social media every single day, like between TikTok and Instagram. I downloaded this app. You have to pay for it. It's like $100 a year, which is annoying, but whatever. And it blocks you from going on social media. Like you could pick whatever apps and you can't go on them. Like you physically cannot. You literally can't even go into the app and try to like change the settings. Like, it will not let you go on.
Oh my God. Oh, I may need that.
It's called Opal. Check it out.
Opal.
It's kind of like changed my life.
Okay. I think I need to, because it's just at a point where it's like,
It's addicting.
it's so addicting. I used to like read all the time, and now I'm not reading again because I'm just on social media. And I'm like, I know this is not good for me. I know this is not okay.
It changed my attention span. Like, TikTok changed my attention span. I couldn't read articles. I couldn't listen to like the daily podcast. Like, I couldn't, like, my attention couldn't stand the daily podcast.
Oh my God. Okay, Opal. Done.
Opal,
Done.
do
I
it.
need to do it.
It's
Yeah.
so good. It really changed my life. I was going on Instagram all the time. Now it's like with work, you go, you post, and then I like posted something once, and then I like couldn't check to see how many likes I got because like I was blocked out of the app, which is like, okay, great. I can go like live my life and then I'll check and then I'm like, oh, didn't do as well as I thought, but that's okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. That moment too, when you're like, this one's gonna do great. And then it's like nothing. And you're like, now I feel like a failure. And you're like, it's a fucking picture. It's a story. Like, dear God, let go. Like, just let go. Oh, well, no.
Literally, yeah.
No. I have an
Do it.
addiction. I know. So I'm down. I'm down to try
I have an
this.
addi- I mean, I'm fully addicted. I'm fully addicted, and I can't like disengage myself from it for number of reasons. And like, it just like hell allow. I don't have the discipline, so I just have to pay something to give me the discipline.
No, thank you for
Yeah,
that
do it.
too. Thank you.
It's so good. It really changed. And I'm like, I can't go on Instagram. I'm like reading the New York Times. I'm like,
Yes, I just want, I feel like I've lost part of my life a little bit. It's like, what is this doing for me? And you'll, and then when you're commuting, you're like, well, it's part of it. It's just part of it. And it's like, does not have to be, doesn't have to be part of it. You're lying
it's
to
not. I
yourself.
mean, you're lying to yourself because I'm not post. I don't post that much. So I'm like, also, I have like crippling anxiety when I'm posting. I'm like, oh my God, it has to be like perfect, and I just won't post, you know. Yeah. But yeah. I speaking of TikTok though, there was a TikTok about a girl who like went through all the serial killers and their signs,
Oh yeah, isn't it like all
and
Virgos?
they're all Virgos or Geminis or Sagittarius,
That's so fucking
or I think Pisces. That's the other one.
crazy. I'm not gonna lie, I only know about my sign, and that's because I'm a Leo and I only care about myself.
Yeah,
But
that tracks.
I heard Virgo and I was like, that tracks. Like, I remember being like, yep, that tracks. What's your
Yeah, Virgos
sign?
are wild. I'm a Scorpio.
Scorpio. Scorpio's got a bad rep, but I feel like Scorpios are fun.
Yeah, apparently they're the most hated sign in of the zodiac, someone said. I was like, oh, okay. No, I think we're just like very like, you know, moody, broody, intense. I'm like that inside, but like I don't think I'm like that to other people. But if I don't like you, you probably will know.
And honestly, I think that's like fair. I'm a Scorpio moon. So I'm
Oh.
like, yeah, I respect a Scorpio. Like, I get it. And sometimes, like, you don't need to be like nice to everyone if you don't like them, and
Yeah.
that's okay.
Yeah. It's true.
So what I do like to do at the very end of the episode, is I like to ask if there's anything we didn't talk about that you would like to talk about. That doesn't have to have an answer, though. Some people are like, oh no, I didn't think about this. And I was like, nope. There's literally no answer. The answer can be like, no, we're good.
I think we're good. I mean, is there anything that you wanted to talk about that we didn't talk about?
No, it's been a great episode.
I think this was really fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I was informative. Talked about pregnancy, talked about like finding yourself in different chapters of lives, whether it's pregnancy or not. A little bit of comedy fuck boys, which I always love dishing about.
Oh, I have one more tip.
Yes.
If you could find a partner whose family has a vacation home.
Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. Oh.
Yeah, lake house, shore house, beach house, ski house, upstate house, some place that you can go and just like get a little free vacay. Yeah, that's a tip.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing. And yeah, a free vacay and just get to be. Hells yeah.
Get to be, and then when you have a kid, your mom and mother-in-law just, you know, hand them over, and they just
Take
sit and
over.
like
go for a ride, bike ride or some shit.
Do you have a free family vacay coming up soon in this summer?
Actually, I'm going to Sicily.
Yay!
Labor Day. It's not free, but I'm going with my family.
Oh my God, that'll be fucking amazing. Hell yeah.
I know, I'm really excited. We're bringing the baby. It's going to be lots of fun and it'll be an adventure.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
So excited, yeah.
No, I'm team. You just take the baby everywhere. There's no plane ticket for the baby at that age.
No plane ticket. And fuck it. It's like, yeah, it's not like, I just went to the beach. I went on a little like local, like I rented a house with some friends in Asbury Park. It's not the same. Like you can't just like go to the beach and like fuck off and do what you want. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, still like better than being home, you know. Mm-hmm. And you're still like experiencing something new, and you just have to be like organized. You just have to be like, all right, this is what he needs, this is what they need, and blah 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 blah. And like kind of like I have like a packing list on my phone where I just like go through the list and I'm like bing 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 bing, done.
I love this. You made it seem, not like you made it seem easy, because it's definitely not like you've it's done not, the work,
it's not that bad. Yeah,
but no, I love the attitude with it. I love the, no, it's just something new and it's still great. And I love that.
It's fine. And it's like fun. You'll go to the park, you know, it's fine. Like you'll go to the park with your friends and do a little park hang, and your friends will like hold the baby and you'll just like take a breath, and it's fun. And your friends are going to show up for you in ways that you didn't know was possible. Cause that was the other thing I was nervous about. I was like, are they going to be there for me? Are they gonna just like forget about me? And it's like, no, like you're gonna go out and go crazy with them without a kid, but then also they're gonna like come over to your house for dinner, and like you'll cook them dinner at your house, and they'll hang out with you and just hold the baby, and they'll just like be there, and it's just so beautiful. So you'll see.
Aww. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your evening in.
Yeah. So fun. Thank you for having me on the pod.
Oh my God, of course. Guys, thank you again so much for listening. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, review, share amongst your friends. Carolina Teresa, who's part of my touring group, and is going to be doing an amazing show at Littlefield on July 26th, which is Wednesday. You should absolutely come. You should go follow Maya at Maya Desh, MayaDesh on Instagram. You should go watch season 2's finale of the other two and see her in it as well. And go, anytime Agent Pop is performing, you should go fucking see her, y'all. And guys, thank you again. And we'll talk soon.